Yeah, it's a big Group 1 tonight in Greyhound Racing, and it's the Sapphire Crown Final. It's Race 6 at Sandown Park there in Victoria. It'll jump at 7:43 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and Jason Thompson, leading trainer. He trains the favourite, and she's one of the stars in the Greyhounds at the moment, and Jason joins us on the line. Hello, Jason. How are you today?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Black Opium, odds-on favourite for the final tonight, Box 4. What would it mean to win the Sapphire Crown?
Oh, look, it's a Group 1 race, and I mean, any group race you're in is pretty special, but to win a Group 1 race, it's a real highlight for any dog, and I mean, particularly for her, this is her seventh Group 1 final for Black Opium. She's run 3 seconds so far and is yet to win a group race, so yeah, it would be very special if she did win tonight, that's for sure.
3 seconds, dare say that's been frustrating for you in Group 1s?
Yeah, it has been. I mean, she's just gone 3-year-old now, and she's been racing for well over 18 months and been in a lot of good races, obviously, and to make group race is a big effort, but to run 3 seconds in a Melbourne Cup, Australia Cup and a Brisbane Cup, and to make 4 other Group 1 finals and not to win one. It's been frustrating, but they don't give them away, and they're very hard to win.
Jace, congratulations on notching your 500th winner at Sandown on Sunday. Can you tell us a little bit about your operation and how many dogs you have in work?
Yeah, we always have about sort of between 15 to 20 dogs in work, and which is not in the scheme of training greyhounds, it's not a huge amount of dogs. I mean, there's quite a few trainers in Victoria that have got probably in excess of 50 greyhounds in work and run fairly big operations. But we pretty much it's a family run show with just myself, my wife Shana, and we've got 4 kids. One of our kids is a jockey, Ben. The other 3 are still at home, so they all help out. It seems to work pretty good. We probably more go for quality rather than quantity, and we've been very fortunate over the years to, you need the support of good owners, and we've had a lot of good owners over the year and years, and still have plenty of those owners still with us now, and just very lucky to get the calibre of dogs we get, and we've had a lot of luck over the years.
And Jason, you've also got Aston Silk in the Sapphire Crown final tonight, and they've drawn next to each other, Aston Silk and Black Opium. How would you like to see it play out, particularly at that first corner?
I'd like to see Black Opium in front and Aston Silk running second, and the rest probably 5 or 6 behind them. But ideal scenario, both of them have got a lot of speed. Black Opium's going into the race in really good form. I think she's $1.70 or $1.80 favourite, but I mean, all that means nothing if she doesn't get the start right. And probably for her, she does need to get around the first corner, probably in either first or second. And for Aston Silk to have a chance of winning, she's probably got a lead, but I think it'd be pretty hard for her to do that. But look, if one of them can be in front of, when it counts, at winning post the second time round, we'll be very happy.
And how have you coped, and how's the industry been, mate, since the COVID-19 has hit?
Yeah, we've been very lucky with ground racing, particularly in Victoria. The government has put in a lot of guidelines and things we've got to follow as far as, obviously the social distancing, obviously no crowds, and only participants only allowed at the races, but so far, since the coronavirus has been around, we haven't missed a meeting. But, we've in the scheme of how the world's coping at the moment, we've been very, very lucky. And obviously, hopefully that continues. And, very, very fortunate to, obviously, ground racing is our job for us. And to have, the racing to continue the way it has, we've been very lucky.
Have you got any other runners tonight, Jason, you're particularly confident about?
Oh, we've got one other in race 10, Squiggle Keeping. He's got a good chance. We'll need a bit of luck, but I think, obviously, Black Opium's the pick of our runners tonight, and hopefully she can get the job done.
Yeah, let's hope you're celebrating a win in the Sapphire Crown tonight. Thanks so much for talking to us.
No worries. Thank you.